Oliver Johnston.
They are hot and crowded, all sodden and mud-caked. Someone will be digging their drunken elbow into your back or dancing ineptly on your feet, while in the distance, a band the size of matchstick men are playing. People who hate music festivals will go to any lengths to avoid them, but people who love them will travel to the ends of the earth to get there, and the latter are definitely in the majority. Music festivals have grown from nothing to a sizable industry in just 25 years, and the industry was one of the few sectors to have fared well in the slump. As this weekend's Reading and Leeds doubleheader brings the current season to a crescendo, some 2 million people have hoisted rucksacks on their backs, or climbed into Range Rovers, and headed to a music festival this summer. While the first festivals were undeniably about peace, love, and LSD, nowadays they are a far more stylish affair. At Camp Bestival, you can hire a cabana for 10 people with waitress service, and at Glastonbury, the Winnebago motorhomes await.